Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef. Meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and get Kroger cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny Gibbs has promised Mrs. Carlton that she'll do all she can to help straighten out young Barry Carlton. But Penny isn't sure that Barry will give her much of his time. But next day, when the doorbell rings and Grace, Penny's mother, opens the door...
Oh, good morning, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, Mr. Carlton, hello.
Is Penny in?
Well, no, she's not, but she should be back pretty soon. Won't you come in?
Well, yes, I will if I won't
Oh, well, you won't be interrupting a thing. I'm not doing much but taking it easy this morning.
Well, they say that's the way to live forever, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, no one lives forever, Mr. Carlton.
And that's a consolation, isn't it?
Oh, now you don't mean that.
Sorry, that was rather a morbid remark for a bright sunny morning, wasn't it?
I don't think you'd mean it even on a dull, gloomy afternoon.
Well, we won't go into that. You say Penny will be back pretty soon?
Yes, she and Nora went to the grocer's, and they're never gone very long. I'm sure it'll only be a matter of minutes before they
Time
come in.
Time doesn't matter, Mrs. Billings. I have a lot of that, and I like sitting around in this house. There's something so homey about it. So, well, natural. So lived in about it.
Well, it has been lived in a long time, Mr. Carlton. In fact, I'm amazed that it's borne up under all the misuse it's had.
My mother's home's been lived in longer than this place, Mrs. Billings, but there's no sign of it.
Well, it's an entirely different type of home. It doesn't scar as easily. I imagine it's beautiful.
Beautiful?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, if you like museums.
Oh, Mr. Carlton, it isn't that bad.
Yes, it's like living in a museum or a fortress or a well-furnished dungeon.
Oh, you are in a poor mood this morning.
I'm sorry. I shouldn't talk about my home that way, should I? Mm-mm. Thousands of people would give anything to live in it, I suppose.
Oh, it's a lovely place from the outside.
How can you tell? It's so far back from the road and the wall around the grounds is so high.
Well, I saw it once from Coverley Hill in the fall after the leaves were off the trees.
Well, you didn't get a close look at it then, did you? Built of stone. Cold, hard stone. And that's the atmosphere inside. Cold and hard. Oh, but there I go complaining again. I seem to be doing a lot of it lately. Wish I knew why.
Oh, it's probably just a passing mood, Mr. Carlton.
Why don't you call me Barry? I really don't deserve the respect of anything more formal.
Well, I'd be glad to call you Barry, but
All right.
You shouldn't be so self-effacing.
I want to be. It's the only way I can keep myself cut down to size.
Well, you have an almost unpleasant opinion of yourself, don't you?
Yes, I think I should have.
Well, I don't think you should, Barry. You'll have yourself believing the things you think before long.
Oh, I believe them already, Mrs. Billings. I have the facts to back them up.
Now, I'm
Grace!
Sure you're...
Oh, Grace!
Oh, excuse me, Jed's calling.
Grace!
Right. I'm coming, Jed. Make yourself comfortable, Barry. I'll be down in just a moment.
Don't rush, Mrs. Billings. I'm not afraid to be alone. Not yet, anyhow.
What is it, Jed?
Oh, it's nothing, Grace. I didn't know you had company.
Well, I don't really. Barry Carlton. He's waiting for Penny.
Oh, I'm sorry, Grace. Why didn't you just yell up to see what I wanted instead of climbing the stairs?
Oh, it's all right, dear. Can I do something for you now I'm here?
No, I don't think so. Except I would like to get out of this bed. Think you can help me into my wheelchair alone?
Why, of course I can. Or I can get Barry up here to help me.
Oh, no, no, no. Don't do that, please.
Jed, you shouldn't feel that way about it.
Well, I can't help it, Grace. Guess I have more false pride than I thought. I don't like the other fellow to see me this way.
Well, it's nothing to be ashamed of, dear. What's happened to you could happen to anybody.
Yes, 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 I know. I'm being foolish about it. It's just that, well, I'm not used to having people do things for me, and I can't stand the thought of strangers helping me.
Well, I'm certainly no stranger. Here, let me help you into your wheelchair.
No, you just hold the chair steady beside the bed. I think I can swing myself into it. Arms are good and strong, you know.
Well, don't you want me to lift you a little?
No. I can manage. A little more. A little more.
Oh, Jed, please don't try to get in the chair this way. Let me go get Barry.
No. I'm going to make it. There. I did it, Grace. I did it.
Jed, you mustn't ever do that again. It's frightening.
Oh, it's good for me. I need the exercise. Want to lift my legs into the chair for me? That's the one part of me I can't do anything about, Jed.
Yes, dear, of course. There. Are you comfortable now?
Ah, yes, good and comfortable. When I get well, I'm going to take the wheels off this thing and put it on legs. It's a good chair.
You better put this blanket over you, darling.
Well, I guess I'm better at that.
Now, here, I'll tuck it in for you.
You handle the part down by my feet.
All right.
I can tuck it in up here.
Oh, Jed, you're almost out of breath.
No, I'm not that. That was a little too much work all at once, though. I should have taken it in easy stages.
Well, you're never going to get into this chair by yourself again. One of these days...
I'm going to get out of this chair and do a jig. Now, you go on down and keep Penny's friend company.
Oh, I'm sure he won't miss talking with me. Penny, he came to see.
You had a long chat with him the other afternoon again today, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me, what's the boy like?
Well, he's very interesting, Jed. He has very strange ideas in some matters, but he's mild about them. I rather like him. I think you would, too. Would you like to have me call him and have him come up?
Oh, I don't think he'd want to talk to me.
Oh, no? Well, I think he'd love to. I'm going to call him.
Grace, do you think you should?
I think you ought to meet him, and I think he ought to meet you.
Well, I would like to see him.
Then you will. Oh, Barry? Barry?
Yes, Miss Billings?
Barry, would you come upstairs? I'd like you to meet Mr. Billings.
Well, I'd like to, Mr. Billings. But isn't he too ill for company? Strangers, I mean?
Oh, not at all. You're really not a stranger to him. He's heard a lot about you. Come on up.
Well, you say it's all right, it's all right. And
sure.
I'd like to meet Mr. Billings, too. I've heard a lot about him.
Well, then it's certainly time you met him. Come on, right in here.
This is a big house. Much bigger on the inside than it looks from the outside.
Well, you don't know how big it is until you start to clean it. Here we are. Jed, this is Barry Carlton. That's Barry, my husband.
Well, come in, son.
Thank you.
Sorry I can't offer you a wheelchair, but we have only one, and I'm keeping that for myself.
Oh.
But I think you'll be comfortable on the window seat there.
Thank you. I'm sure I will.
Grace, aren't you going to stay with us?
Well, I have to tend to something in the kitchen, dear. I think you two will get along without me for a while.
Man could always get along without women.
Oh, is that so? Well, I'd just like to see you try.
Wouldn't this be some world, son, if it were populated with nothing but men?
Yes, it's a woman's world, I guess.
Oh, I don't think so. Seems to me it's about 50-50.
Half good and half bad, too.
Yes, and with the 50% good, all because of the women.
Oh?
Women got men out of caves into houses. Women got men out of poor houses and into better ones.
Yes, but it took men to build the homes.
Yes, but why'd they go to the trouble? To please the women. To show off for women. To win women. All the comforts of life, all the niceties of living, were invented by a boy who wanted to impress his girl or a man who wanted to give his wife something to make her happy. A man is satisfied with nothing. A man will live in a dark and dirty attic room and be happy. But when a woman gets hold of him, he wants to build a castle. Not for himself, but for her.
Well, I guess a world of men would be a world of cave dwellers then, wouldn't it?
Or worse. Oh, man's not much. It's a woman who makes him what he is, and it's his love for a woman and his desire to show her his love for her that makes him improve his world.
Well, now, wait. Did Edison invent the electric light for a woman? Did Morse invent the telegraph for a woman? Or did Bell work years to perfect the telephone for a woman?
I don't know. But those men were the products of a woman's world, searching for a way to make life and living more comfortable. I think you'll find a woman back of almost everything that's good.
And nothing that's bad?
Well, of course, there are exceptions to every rule, son. Why do you think your father made millions of dollars? Because he wanted to make those millions? No, no. It was so he could give your mother everything she wanted.
He didn't, though. She wanted a son who'd amount to something, and she got me.
You don't think much of yourself, Mr. Carlton.
Oh, Barry, now, if you please.
Well, Barry, then.
All right. No, I've never done anything to be proud of.
Well, you know why? Because you haven't had anything, had to do anything.
There's Dad's millions for you. Have they done anyone any good?
Son, your only trouble is that you're rich, too rich.
What should I do about it? Tell Mother I don't want her money?
No, 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 not at all. There's a way to get along in this world in spite of the fact that you're rich. A lot of wealthy people have overcome the handicap.
Sounds strange to hear money called a handicap.
Yeah, but it is in the hands of some people. Makes them lazy. Takes away their initiative.
Yeah, it's taken mine away and murdered it. Well, say, there's Penny, and she's loaded down with packages.
If she weren't carrying anything, I know you'd want to run down and see her. You go right ahead, son.
Thank you, Mr. Billings, and I'm glad to have met you.
Glad to have met you, son. Drop up again sometime, will you?
I certainly will. Thank you, and goodbye.
Goodbye, son.
Oh, hello, Penny.
Hello, Barry. I was just trying to get the key out of my purse next to opening the door.
Okay. Here, let me help you with those bundles.
No, I'm going to put them on the table right over here. Oh, that was really a load. Well, it's kind of a surprise to find you here.
Well, I wish I'd been here sooner. If I had, I could have gone to the store with you and helped you with those packages. You know, I have my car.
Oh, is that your car out front?
Yeah. It's not mine, though. It's one of Mother's. Oh, mine's being washed.
Well, and it's no wonder I didn't recognize it.
I thought that you'd gone to the store with Nora. What happened to her?
Well, I did go to the store with Nora, but I sent her downtown on an errand.
Oh,
let's sit down. I'm exhausted.
All right.
It's a long walk from the square when you load it down.
Say, you have a car, don't you?
Yeah, but something's the matter with it. It's in the garage.
Oh, I see. Well, now look. If there's any place that you need to go today...
Thanks, Barry, but I'm home for the day right now.
And what about the evening?
The evening?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I'll rest.
Now look, you couldn't rest a little this afternoon and then... Well, let me take you out tonight, could you?
No, Barry, really, I should.
Oh, come on. I won't keep you out too late, I promise. I'll call for you at 8:30. Now, is it a date?
Well, all right, Barry, at 8:30. It's a date.
Is Penny's promise to Mrs. Carlton to spend time with Barry going to be this easy? And is Barry showing more than a casual interest in Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger cut beef. And Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger cut rib roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger cut beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you, you can get Kroger cut beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger cut beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen in again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.